From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The housing sector is posting an upswing in new home construction. NPR's Paul Brown reports last month's gains were driven by apartment and condo construction, not the larger single-family home sector.
The August figures show buyers still reluctant to put down money on new single-family homes, even if sales are a little higher than a year ago. Economist Paul Bishop of the National Association of Realtors says he's cautiously optimistic that new home construction and sales will continue to rise this year.
Consumers are still concerned about the unemployment picture, but at the same time, the data that we see from various sectors of the economy suggests that the economy is moving forward at a pretty modest pace.
But Bishop also says the large number of foreclosed homes on the market at bargain prices continues to depress new home sales. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
The upbeat data on new U.S. homes comes as the Federal Reserve's policymakers are meeting to assess the economy. Economist John Cannelly of LPL Financial says consumers could see a benefit if the Fed decides to buy more debt or mortgage-backed securities.
It'll keep interest rates low. It'll keep mortgage rates low. So for someone out there looking to refinance their mortgage, rates are going to stay low. They might even go lower.
The Fed is due to announce the results of its meeting this afternoon. A key vote in the Senate today could have a big impact on efforts to repeal the ban on gays and lesbians serving openly in the military, a policy known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell. As NPR's David Wellner reports, a provision calling for such a repeal is part of a defense spending bill being blocked by a GOP filibuster.
Opponents led by Arizona Republican John McCain say Congress should take no action on Don't Ask, Don't Tell until the Pentagon completes a study due in December on the possible impact of repealing the policy.
We're in two wars. Shouldn't we assess the impact on the readiness, the morale, and the effectiveness of the men and women who are in harm's way?
But Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levin says any repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell would require prior certification by the president that doing so would not harm the military.
It's really a fairly modest proposal because we don't repeal it directly. We authorize, in effect, the repeal of it by the Defense Department.
60 votes will be needed to allow debate to begin on the defense bill. David Wellner, NPR News. The capital.
NATO's facing its deadliest helicopter crash in Afghanistan in years. 9 coalition troops were killed today in the southern province of Zabul, where forces are ratcheting up operations against insurgents. The Associated Press reports Americans may be among the dead. The Taliban claim they shot the chopper down, but NATO says it has found no evidence of hostile fire. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 10 points at 10,744. This is NPR News. The French government says the country is under real threat for a terrorist attack and has stepped up security at some public places, including Paris's transport network. Eleanor Beardsley reports some critics accuse the government of trying to foment panic.
Armed guards have also been placed at Paris's main mosque, where the government says the moderate imam could be under threat from radicals. Interior Minister Brice Hortefeux spoke on television to say that an array of clues over the past few days shows that the terrorist risk is elevated. Last week, a suspect package forced officials to shut down the Eiffel Tower for several hours, and 5 French nationals have just been kidnapped in the country of Niger. Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb is suspected to be behind the abductions. But former Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin, a critic of President Nicolas Sarkozy, has accused the government of cynicism. He compared the warning to the frequent terrorist alerts launched by the American government under President George Bush. Villepin said, "The United States paid very dearly for keeping its population in fear for 8 years," adding, "France might want to be more prudent." For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Thousands of Greek truckers are railing against politicians who want to see more competition in the trucking industry. Protesters marched to Parliament in Athens today, chanting shame and thieves and holding up banners that read, "Hands off our trucks." Twitter is trying to reassure users that the hack that wreaked havoc on the short messaging service this morning is under control. The Twitter site says tweets were activating without being clicked on enough for web surfers to move their mouse cursors over them. Twitter was inundated by tweets from people complaining, but only visitors to Twitter.com appeared to be affected. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.